There's your hors d'oeuvre for the afternoon. A wonderful little work by Mozart. The Divertimento in B-flat, Kürtchel 186 with the Vienna Philharmonic Winds. Now, I have a very special guest on our afternoon jukebox line here. German-born, Berlin-based violinist Christian Tetzlaff. He's widely regarded as one of the most compelling, intellectually rigorous soloists of his generation. And since his concert debut in his teens, he has built a stellar international career, regularly appearing with the world's leading orchestras, conductors, and making many recordings that consistently challenge conventional interpretive expectations. It is my pleasure to welcome Christian Maestro. Welcome to our jukebox.
Hello. Nice to talk to you. Hello.
Wonderful to have you. Welcome to Toronto. You have a special event coming up tomorrow night with the Music Toronto series. That's at the Jane Mallet Theatre. How do you feel?
It's a wonderful program. We are playing Smetana Trio and Tchaikovsky Trio and a very beautiful Mozart Trio. So it's a joy to have arrived in Canada to do something as beautiful as that.
Beautiful works. And these are three classics of the trio repertoire. Tell me, how do you balance everything you're doing with solo work, chamber work, teaching engagements at the Kronberg Academy? And how do you choose, you know, which projects you'd like to do? How do you juggle everything?
Yeah, over the years, of course, you find a way of balancing it. And my main profession still is being a father of three young children. So that is taking it's the biggest part of time.
Right. That'll keep you busy.
Yeah. And the piano trio we do every year, but it's not like we are touring for 3-4 weeks. We do like these. Okay, it was supposed to be a few more concerts in the States, but now it's two concerts. And then we have a break and then we make a little recording. So I try to do everything, but I don't try to spend too much time with any of these because it's not possible.
A great way to keep it inspired and fresh. There's always that balance between technical mastery and how much interpretive risk to take. So we are so grateful that you're playing for us here in Canada. We've been looking forward to this concert very much. That's tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Jane Mallet Theatre, part of the Music Toronto series. Christian, I would love to hear a little bit more about how the trio formed, because you play together with your sister, the cellist Tanya, and now you also have a new pianist joining the group after the passing of Lars Vo.
Yes, we have been playing piano trios intensely for 20 years with Lars Vogt, and he died very young and right in the middle of our most beautiful enterprises. And his student, Kivelli, who we already met when she was a student, seamlessly joined in. And there is, of course, overwhelming sadness still when we play those pieces we have done with him. But to play with somebody who really was so close to him and carries a lot of his energy was a very natural solution. And we are having tremendous fun and tears and everything as it should be, especially when playing in this program two pieces that are mourning pieces, the Smetana for the loss of his daughter and Tchaikovsky in the memory of his great tutor and friend Rubinstein. So it has all of this of our life as piano trio together, but with joy and commitment. It's not a mourning tour.
Yeah, right. And how many concerts have you done together with the new ensemble? Is this a fresh ensemble or it's been...
Well, we have done maybe 20, 30 concerts.
Right. Oh, so you're in the midst, right. Well, if you were to go back to your early years, you know, when you were first a young boy in Hamburg playing, you know, your first recitals, are there any tips you could give to some of the younger generation listening today, you know, something to inspire them in terms of musical development?
Absolutely. That I think this will never change. There is a sickness that's called practicing endlessly to get things right.
Over practice, dangerous.
As opposed to why do I do what I do? How much do I like playing in youth orchestra? How much do I love Tchaikovsky Pathétique with my friends in the same orchestra? This is what binds you to music. This is what made me be a musician. Constantly sight reading, chamber music, orchestra playing. It's not the best for, you don't learn your Paganini caprices while playing in the orchestra, but it's good to study them. But in the end, nobody ever plays Paganini caprices, and most of us will play in orchestra. And to just love music And for that reason, to practice, that's the goal. Anything that goes in 6 hours of constant practicing and obsessing about shifts will not bring you in a good place. That's my philosophy.
Terrific advice. Well, we have a chance to hear you live with your wonderful trio, and that's tomorrow night. Check it out on the musictorontoconcerts.com website tomorrow. Get your tickets. Christian Tetzloff, his sister Tanya, and also the wonderful pianist Kivili Durkin, they are coming tomorrow night for a very special concert. Any closing thoughts, Christian, you'd love to share? What your audience would like to take away from tomorrow night's performance?
Well, we are completely involved with these pieces, and we hopefully can share the deep commitment with you in listening. It is amazing music in all three pieces.
Incredible music and great variety, terrific programming. Christian, it's just been a pleasure. I wish you a memorable concert for tomorrow, a memorable recital.
Thank you very much.
And I've been speaking with Christian Tetzloff, world-renowned violinist, as we heard, a musician always searching for inspiration over perfection, but brings a rare honesty to every note he plays. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful, inspired rehearsal, and we'll catch up again next time you're in Toronto.
Thank you. Bye-bye.